Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us now on the line, we welcome Daniel Lang, owner and founder of Aqua Atlantis. Daniel, good afternoon to you, and thanks so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Daniel, sorry, we just want to do a few adjustments from a sound perspective. Can we just do a check? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Great.
It is a little bit muffled.
Okay, well, actually, we've got you now loud and clear. Daniel, thanks for joining us on today's show. Aquascaping. Okay, so let's begin by defining what exactly is aquascaping. Let's start there, first of all.
Sure. So aquascaping is a beautiful hobby in which the whole idea behind is bringing a slice of nature into your living space or workspace within an aquarium by using natural materials such as rocks, wood, sand, soil, and aquatic plants that are meant for aquarium use, of course.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about aquarium use. Perhaps we can expand
yes.
on the conversation a little later on. When we talk about aquascaping, this will also extend to poolside areas and outside ponds. Am I correct?
Correct. So, I mean, yeah, you could incorporate the idea of aquascaping into creating a living pond.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right. So let's start indoors. So your living space, your office area. So what does one need to be mindful of regarding the aquarium environment, the aquarium enclosure? And I guess we can expand on that by asking, you know, what kind of plant life and, you know, the water consistency, etc. Okay, so let's start with the basics. What are we looking at? Say, for example, now I want to start an aquarium in my open plan work area. What is your best advice for that?
So what is it that you're wanting to achieve? Like sometimes I have customers that say, I want to achieve an aquascape that looks like a jungle, or I want to achieve an aquascape that looks more like a beach, or I want to achieve an aquascape that looks like an island. So it's important to go in with a plan on what you're wanting to
certainly
to bring to life.
Okay, so let's look at a jungle, for example. So what
yes.
What vegetation, if I can use that term, and the water balance and other elements do I have to be mindful of to start off with that?
So what water that we commonly use for aquascaping is tap water. We just put drops inside that removes the chlorine. So as long as you've got your basics right, like you've got your aquarium, you've got your lights and special aqua soil, it's called aqua soil, that's used for growing plants.
If I can just come in there, Daniel. Now, when it comes to aqua
yes.
soil, well, what exactly
yes.
are we talking about compared to normal dry soil, if I can put it that way? What is so specific about that?
So, I mean, like normal potting soil that you would use in your garden leaches a lot of nutrients into the water and will make your water like murky and brown.
Mm-hmm.
Basically everything that you don't want in your underwater aquarium. So we use a substrate called aqua soil, which is a clay-based soil, which doesn't make your water murky and is very beneficial for growing aquatic plants.
Okay. Daniel, we're going to have to just cut quickly for a break. When we come back, let's elaborate on indoor aquatic setups and aquatic vegetations, call it what you may. If you just joined us, welcome to the Afternoon Overdrive. Joining me on the line, I have Daniel Lang, the owner and founder of Aqua Atlantis. We are finding out all about what aquascaping is, what it involves, and yes, what it entails. Well, we'll be back after this.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the Afternoon Overdrive on 101.9 Hi FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me on the line, we have Daniel Lang, the owner and founder of Aqua Atlantis. Daniel, thanks again for joining us on today's show to talk to us about this, well, as you put it, this exciting world of aquascaping. We were talking about indoor aquascaping. We were well, elaborating, you were elaborating rather, on aqua soil. So that in conjunction with specific aqua plants and, of course, rocks and, I don't know, driftwood or anything like that. What do you have to be aware of there? What specifics are we looking at there?
Well, there's not so much as specifics. It's just important to know that when you use aqua soil in the first 4 weeks of your new tank's life, the aqua soil will leach lots of nutrients in the water. So you need to make sure that you're on top of your water changes
okay.
to reduce the amount of nutrients that are in the water.
Okay. Daniel, I'm getting a question in from one of the listeners. The listener's asking, are there different types of aquascaping? I take it now everybody's coming home now. They've come in on the conversation a bit later. So, yes, different types of aquascaping. If we can just look at that.
So, I mean, to answer the question, yes, there is different styles of aquascaping. So you can do like a nature-style aquarium, which is more, you know, like getting inspiration directly from nature, going into the forest, going into the jungle, like, I want to create that. And then you try and incorporate that into your own underwater world.
Okay.
You can also do something that's called a Dutch aquascape, which is plants only, and you get all sorts of beautiful, colorful plants, red plants, green plants, orange plants, purple plants, and more creates a plant-only aquarium with no hardscape in it, which means no rocks, no wood. So it's basically the main focus is pruning plants and creating a beautiful planted tank.
Okay. Daniel, sorry, if I can just come in there now. You're talking generically about plants, looking for plants in different colors and shapes. But how do we know which species, which types suit underwater and which will be conducive to an indoor aquarium in this case?
So there is so many aquatic plants currently available in South Africa. I think at our store we have over 100 different species of aquatic plants.
Okay.
So I mean the choices are endless.
All right. And when we have when we want to introduce, for example, rock material, the first thing that immediately comes to mind is the danger of algae. So we want to choose perhaps a specific type of rock which won't attract this, which won't, invite this into the aquarium.
Yes. So that's why when we first started off, I made mention to make sure that the materials you're using in your aquarium are aquarium safe. So, I mean, the risk of going to a random, riverbed and taking some rocks.
Right.
There and then putting it in your tank is you're inviting a whole bunch of unwanted issues that could arise in your aquarium.
Okay. All right. So let's move on from indoor aquascaping to outdoor. Now, certainly one can imagine a total contrast here in terms of one's attention to how much foliage you position around where perhaps your pool or your outdoor ponds and whatever, and your rockeries and other aquatic friendly plants. So the difference between indoor and outdoor, what are we paying attention to there?
So, I mean, every aquatic plant has an immersed form, which means it's above the water form, and a submerged form, which is its underwater form. So every aquatic plant can grow above the water and under the water. Some need special conditions like high humidity,
right,
which then you can in like a terrarium or a vivarium. So, the hobby is quite broad.
I can well imagine, and I take it at the same time, say for example, all right, so you want to create an aquatic and aquaculture environment around your pool with already plantation established, for example. You may have aloe, I'm just throwing it out there, or specific types of trees.
Yeah.
I guess that can also possibly influence I'm just thinking out aloud, the pH balance, for example, of the water.
It could, but not really. I mean, plants, if you're putting your plants close to any kind of water, they more have like a cleansing effect than anything else, and okay. assist in like stabilizing things and absorbing excess nutrients.
Okay, so something I wanted to touch on too was the filtration. I guess I just got ahead of myself there. Oh, but there's obviously a difference between indoor water conditions and outdoor. So what are the basics there that we are looking at?
Well, of course, indoor within your own aquarium, you have a lot more control of what you put into your water. You know, like sometimes outside you may have like insects or whatever that start breeding in your yes. outdoor pond, or I don't know, you get a frog, or you know, birds come there and bring all sorts of germs or other organisms with them. When you are within your aquarium, you can control what you put in there, essentially.
Okay, speaking of life forms, if I can put it that way, when it comes yeah. to fish, I guess we really got to be particular there. We've really got to be mindful of the type of fish we're going to choose to interact right. with your aquatic growth.
Absolutely.
So, carry on, sorry.
If you're setting up a complex aquascape with heavy rock work and lots of wood, you need to be mindful not to put like too much of a big fish in your aquarium, and rather go for a group of small fish that will school together nicely.
Okay.
And will scale.
Sorry, Daniel, you broke up there. Sorry. And will what? Sorry, I beg your pardon.
And I said that will fit in within the scale nicely.
Okay. Okay. Now, when it comes to wood, driftwood, that would really suit the character of an aquatic feature. But now, not just any wood again. What do we have to be aware of there?
So, I mean, I would always recommend, if you're starting an aquarium, rather go to a store that specializes in aquariums, because they will have a selection of rocks and wood and hardscape that has been treated already and that is ready and safe for aquarium use.
Okay. Daniel, we're going to have to cut for another short break. When we come back, let's just wrap up for whatever time we have left as to what we also need to be mindful regarding aquascaping. If you just joined us, welcome to the first hour of the Afternoon Overdrive on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Michael McKenna. I'm chatting to Daniel Lang, the owner and founder of Aqua Atlantis. We are finding out exactly what is aquascaping all about. We'll be back after this.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's just about going 9 minutes to four. If you've just joined us, welcome to, well, what's left of the first hour of the Afternoon Overdrive on 101.9 Chai FM. I'm Michael McKenna. Joining me on the line, we have Daniel Lang, owner and founder of Aqua Atlantis. Again, Daniel, thanks so much for joining us on today's show to find out more about this, well, intriguing hobby, you can call it, intriguing approach to beautifying your indoors and your outdoors. Something I wanted to also ask you, fertilizer and additives. Now, this will vary. This will differ very much to indoor and outdoor. So generally, what are we looking at there?
So within your aquarium, a lot of things need to be taken into consideration. Like, how many plants do you have in your tank? Are they demanding plants? Are they heavy root feeding plants, which means they absorb a lot of nutrients? I mean, some plants are very, very easy to keep that you don't really need to be dosing a lot of new, like, fertilizer in your tank.
Okay. Aquarium filters, aquarium lighting? I almost said lightning. We certainly don't want that. Aquarium filters and aquarium lighting, what can you tell us about that?
Both play a crucial role in running a successful aquascape. These days, we have very fancy lights that have Wi-Fi and app control, which you can connect to on your phone, and you can control the light intensity. So, I mean, very nice gadgets available these days to help in assisting to control algae, because the more sure. light penetrating your aquascape, the more chance of creating algae blooms.
Indeed, indeed. Danielle, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that, yes, it is an exciting field to get involved in. Yeah. And how is this catching on from what you've observed? Aquascaping, let's call it aquaculture, you could say, in a way. How is it catching on?
It is catching on very well. It is a very fast-growing hobby. I mean, if you're a nature lover or you're fascinated by the underwater world, then this hobby is definitely for you. It's a very peaceful hobby. It's a hobby where you can get home at the end of the day and just Indeed. Look at beautiful aquarium in front of you. Or even while you're working, you can have something set up in your office and just
Daniel, okay, so what I do is we've just about run out of time. I always ask my guests to just, you know, like say something, put it out there. Yeah. You're from Aqua Atlantis, so what is it you'd like to promote and really instruct, perhaps you could say, or advise our listeners on regarding aquascaping? Over to you.
So if you're thinking about starting an aquarium, I would say definitely do it. Our business line is always open. You are welcome to contact us anytime to get advice, or if you need someone to hold your hand through the process, we are there to do it. You can find us online and shop online for everything you need to set up your dream aquascape. You can visit us at www.aquaatlantis.co.za.
Okay.
And you can contact on 065-801-2958 if you have any questions.
The great thing is, yes, there will be a podcast available regarding our show today, so everybody can refer to it and get your contact details very easily. Speaking of which, Aqua Atlantis, so you're based in the Cape, correct? So carry on.
Cape Town.
You're based in Cape Town. Okay, so are you thinking of expanding it to other centres, coastal centres perhaps, or in inland centres?
Yes, I would like to in the near future, but having an online store also caters to customers all over the country, which is fantastic.
Okay, great. So you've got the reach anyway, but I was just curious if you are going to extend your services elsewhere in the country, but who knows? Next time we chat, perhaps Daniel will tell us where else we can find other Aqua Atlantis branches. But Daniel, thanks so much for joining us on today's show. Daniel Lang, owner and founder of Aqua Atlantis, taking us through exactly what is aquascaping.